Enjoy him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
I remember years ago I took a ride to Colorado. I love the mountains, and I was in a place called Estes Park. Some of you may be familiar with it. It's close to Yellowstone Park, what they call the Grand Teton Mountains. I mean, majestic. And there's a place there called Trail Ridge Road. And it's the highest continual road, I don't know if it is now, but it was then, in the whole country. You can drive within a half an hour, 13,000 feet up. Now, I was down in the canyon where the road began, and it was 90 degrees. It was a humid day, sun was shining, no wind. And as you start up the road, the Trail Ridge Road, you go higher and higher and higher until you get up there, 13,000 some odd feet. There's a little lodge up there, but you can go out, and there was snow. You know, you could actually make snowballs and throw snow. It was windy, but down at the base in the canyon, it was hot and no wind. But I noticed in driving my little Capri, that's what I had at the time, that didn't have an air conditioner, and driving it up the mountain, there were many times I had to shift. Amen. You know, I couldn't just leave it and drive, because the mountain got steeper and steeper as you went up. And if you just left it and drive, you'd have to blow something and just, you know, be stuck. You'd have to shift into that lower gear. And then when you level out, you can put it back in drive. See, the shift has to do with you being able to conquer your mountain. You're not going to conquer it just keeping it in drive. In other words, you're not going to conquer your mountain by just doing what you've been doing. Oh, it's getting quiet in the house already. Amen. There have been times you have to shift. There have been times, like the song says, the louder it gets, the louder I pray. The harder it gets, the harder I pray. You can't just be offering up Jesus wept when it's a hard time. You better get down into some serious prayer. Amen, because you are made for that. You tell somebody, you can shift to that. I don't have to be praying and sweating drops of blood when God is blessing me. That's my time to praise now. But oh, when I'm in Gethsemane and I'm facing adversity and the weight of the world seems like it's on my shoulders and I don't know what the future's holding and my flesh is fighting God's will and the natural man is trying to get in there and my soul is heavy. Now I need to pray. Hello? Now I need to pray harder. In other words, I need to shift a gear. There are times where God wants you to praise him a little bit more than your, you know, usual praise. Nothing wrong with that praise. But there are times you need to get a little ugly. Come on, sometimes when you shift to another level of praise, see, you can't be intimidated and afraid to praise. That's why I delight when I see people run around and marching around because they're entering into another form of prayer. And some people that are sitting at their seat would like to, but they got cement boots on. You know, when the mafia was about to kill somebody, they put some cement around their feet, dump them in the river. The devil got you bound. Amen. But there are times you have to shift. And say, you know, it don't matter what people say. And I'm not thinking about what I look like now. I got to give my God some praise. And you know what? There's something that awaits you right there. Amen. So my point, going up that mountain, there was a lot of shifting. You could even smell sometimes the gears in that little Capri. It was a little car, but you could smell the shifting because it was such a, you know, on the whole system, the whole transmission, there was a lot of pressure on it because you were going up the mountain. But made it up there. At the top of that mountain, you could see down in the valleys, you could see herds of antelope. I mean, it was a majestic thing. You could see mountain peaks all the way down to Denver. All of them had snow on the top of them. It was an amazing thing. But it took some shifting to get to the top. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 6. The Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough in this mount. I believe today, if received in the heart, this message is a message of deliverance. Come on, it's a message of breakthrough. I pray that it'll go from your head to your heart and not just be information, but become revelation to your situation. Amen? Ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Yep, say that with me. I have dwelt long enough in this mount. I want you to take note of something there, the way that is worded. I want you to underline or make note of the word in. You have dwelt long enough in this mountain. The mountain was called Horeb. The name was Horeb. I won't call it horrible, but it's Horeb or Horeb, however they pronounce it, but Horeb. And the word Horeb means desolation. Desolation. The Lord said, you have dwelt long enough in this mount. The word desolation means extreme sadness caused by loss or loneliness. The condition of a place or thing that has been damaged in such a way that it is no longer suitable for people to live in. Desolation. The Lord says, you have dwelt long enough in this mount. Talking to a group of slaves that had come out of Egypt, that he had brought out of Egypt, but the Egypt hadn't been taken out of them. And he was saying, this particular mount, mountains have to do with authorities in our life, strongholds a lot of times. I want to give you seven real quick things. You might want to write this down, but he said, you have dwelt long enough in this mountain, not on it, but in it. And see, some are trapped in certain things, but today we're going to shift you. Okay, today we're going to hit another gear. I declare that something's going to break off of you today. Amen. Some things that you weren't even aware of. Oh, how joyful of people we would be if we really knew our God. I said, if we really knew our God, how could the disciples be joyful after having been beaten? Because they knew him. Amen. They did not put a whole lot of stake in their circumstances. They could always rise above that because they knew him. The first spirit that God wants you to be delivered from in this Mount Horeb or desolation is the spirit of intimidation. The spirit of intimidation belittles you. These are spirits. Stop blaming people and start looking at the real root cause, which are spirits. The spirit of intimidation will seek to belittle you. He will cause you to despise yourself and your anointing. Because of intimidation, there will be confusion and no movement. But I'm here to tell you this morning, God says you've dwelt around or in this state of mind long enough. Stop belittling yourself. Stop measuring yourself among yourselves. You look at brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so and see how they're moving in the Lord, and all of a sudden you start to belittle yourself because of a spirit of intimidation. You start to despise you. God, how come I've been faithful. How come You start questioning God and complaining to God, and you begin to belittle yourself. You begin to despise your anointing. Then confusion comes and movement stops. Come on, tell somebody, today is my last day dwelling in this mount. Come on, in Jesus' name, I break the influence of the spirit of intimidation right now in Jesus' name. That next rascal is the spirit of hindrance. Hindrance. He's a roadblock. He refuses to let you pass. He seeks to prevent you from finishing your assignment. Hindrance. The spirit of hindrance. Starting something but unable to finish. He prevents you from finishing. How many know God is raising up a finishing generation? Not only will we finish, but we will finish strong. Amen. We're going to finish we're going to cross the finish line with strength to spare. We're not going to crawl across the finish line. We're going to run across the finish line, break the tape, and be ready for the next race. Amen. Time to finish strong, but we have to deal with that rascal in this mount called hindrance. Number three, the spirit of provocation. This rascal will provoke you for a personal challenge. He's always trying to challenge you. He'll use little foxes. He'll use innuendos. He'll throw things off at you. He'll do things on purpose to you in order to provoke you. See, because he fights on a certain turf and he wants home field advantage, so he'll provoke you to get on his turf. You get on his turf, he got you. But get him on your turf, you got him. So you can't fight after the flesh. You can't allow provocation, people to provoke your spirit to where you fall from in the spirit into the flesh. Because the devil dines on flesh. He's relegated to eat the dust nature, which is your flesh nature. And he will eat you up. So that spirit of provocation, he irritates you to distract you. You know, the enemy, this spirit will get in animals. It'll get into babies, or not into them, but on them, in order to provoke you. You know, you done cried so, you know, the baby done cried so much, now you angry. Huh? And that spirit said, just spank him, spank him, spank him, spank him. And you ready to do anything to make them be quiet. Yeah, catch yourself. Say, wait a minute, you foul devil, you. This is a baby. And I rebuke you. And you know what you rebuke him 5 minutes later? Baby sleep. That spirit of provocation to provoke you, to irritate you, to cause you to act from your lower nature. You know where he tried to press those buttons? He's trying to find access, the access code. He's a hacker. Amen. He's trying to find access to your mainframe.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 4 of Transformation, Conquer the Mountain. It's time to shift. The shift has to do with you conquering your mountain. You're not going to be able to conquer your mountain by doing what you have been doing. When you are in Gethsemane, this is when you need to praise. Deuteronomy 1:6 says, "The Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, Ye have dwelt long enough in this mount." Horeb means desolation. The Lord was moving them from slavery, but the slave mentality was not removed. Mountains have to do with authorities. Some saints are trapped in certain mindsets that hold them back from moving.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.